Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz. Hello, Spazano and Sandy here with a Monday on your hands and a nice day. One more day of it. We're going to give you one more day of hazy sun, warm and 82 degrees. Yeah, then occasional rain showers and breezy and cooler starting tomorrow with down to 71. And then it gets into the 60s and maybe into the 50s by the weekend. Fall is trying to work its way in, trying to butt in line. So I have a warning out to all wild animals out there. It's time to hide because this fall, the hunting population has increased in a huge way, like more than anyone could ever imagine. Everybody's got the same idea. I'm going to become a hunter. I'm going to go out and get some deer.
I'm going to become a hunter?
Yeah. Not only.
Who's just jumping on board on this hunting thing?
Lots and lots.
2-2-2-8-9-9.
Yeah. If your first time, you took the hunter, like the safety course, the training course.
But what is it that now, because of what, the pandemic,
yeah,
COVID? Like, what makes it that they want to all of a sudden start hunting?
Yeah, they think it's the pandemic. They can't put their finger.
What about it? I mean, I don't think you have the answer. I think I'm almost asking the listeners because you don't know. You're not a hunter.
Mm-mm.
But if you are all of a sudden, this is it. This is your first year. You're getting involved in hunting. You're going with your buddies, whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that made this year the year to pull the trigger?
Is it the
pent up aggression and you just need to release some steam and you feel like that's the way to do it?
Ooh.
Or is it boredom? Is it you're sick of your family and you need to get out? Like, what's the reason? Why all of a sudden?
They said last year by August, 37,000 people had completed the hunter safety course, you know, the training course. This year, that's 37,000. This year, 71,000 people. And that's just in August. I mean, it's already, you know, end of September almost. Good morning, Buzz. Hi.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Ray. How's it going? How's the weekend?
Good. Yeah, very good. How about yours?
Excellent. So are you a hunter? Or are you going to become a first-time hunter or what?
I used to be a hunter. And all I can say about that many people suddenly wanting to become a hunter, there better be a whole lot of ambulances on standby.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking, first.
I gave it up years ago because I was hunting and I had a slug hit the tree beside me. And had I not been sitting down, it would have been right in my head.
No, really?
Wow.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I said, that's it. I'm done.
Okay. At first, when you said slug, I thought it was an animal, a little insect thingy, but then I'm assuming you're talking about some kind of bullet of some sort.
Yes, it's a shotgun slug to take down a deer.
Uh-huh.
And I had just sat down. I was watching the deer, and I'm uphill.
Mm-hmm.
And this buck was coming my way.
Mm-hmm.
And the two parties went into the woods. We saw each other. We told each other where we were going to be. And for whatever reason, the party downhill decided to shoot up at the buck, and I got a slug that slammed into the tree beside
me.
Wow.
All right, I have a question.
And they didn't have it.
And they what?
They didn't even have a clear shot from where they were shooting to where the buck was. I don't even know why they shot.
Wow.
Jeez. All right, I have a question for you, because I can't, ever since I got my dog, my little mini schnauzer, I have this new look on animal life. So do you have a pet?
Yes, I just got a dog.
Oh, okay.
A puppy.
How, like, anytime during your, and I know we need hunters, and I know the population, we got to keep the population down and all that good stuff. But how can you shoot at a poor little deer when you know, like, they kind of mimic the behavior of your beloved pet? And doesn't that break your heart?
Well, there are people that actually, they do live off the land. Mm-hmm. All their meat is provided from the woods, mm-hmm. not from a grocery store. So you have those people. Mm-hmm. You have people that, you know, want the trophy. To me, that's kind of a waste that you just want a set of racks and you at least donate the meat. I would hope they would at least donate the meat if they're not going to use it.
Oh, sure.
If you're just out there just to get a rack and you're just leaving the whole carcass and that's all you want is a rack, then to me, that's not right.
That's a waste.
That's just a waste.
It is a waste.
That's a waste. But in turn, you have to keep the deer population in check, because if you don't, you get an overabundance of deer, you get the deer ticks, you get other diseases starting to get going, and then your animal will suffer because if they get near the woods or they're a dog that goes out in the woods, then you end up with more problems.
You know, remember when Irondequoit had such a big problem with deer? They actually brought people in and cordoned the area off, and they were just weeding them out.
Yeah, and that's actually the people's fault because, oh, look how pretty the deer is. Let me feed them.
Oh, my God. I can totally see myself doing that, though. They're such beautiful creatures.
It's so funny. Guess what? I feed the deer, but not voluntarily. They have completely ruined my garden. Like, they're eating my tomatoes. Yeah. Like, every time I say, jeez. Anyway, thanks,
Ray. There's actually people that say, look how beautiful.
Yeah, I hear you.
Good, guys.
Hey, have a good one. Thanks for calling the buzz. Again, numbers are three times what they've been since last year of hunting licenses and also people taking the hunter safety course. So be careful out there. It's Pisano and Sandy. Morning.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.